Hi, this is a dictation for Ryland Gordon, Ryland Gordon, Data Services 10/26/1983, date of accident 4/2001, date of birth 10/6/83, but date of service is 1/20/2022. Sorry for that. Date of service 1/20/2020. Mr. Ryland was initially seen on 12/14/2022 as a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit on a side-to-side impact. He was traveling as a restaurant driver, leading to head injury with loss of equilibrium, but mainly sharp pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10. Headaches around 5 to 6. There is no radiculopathy with this accident. Patient was initially evaluated at St. John and Henry Ford Hospital. And have not received all the rights from the MRIs. He was also allegedly treated at Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon. And apparently he has the MRIs they have not received. Apparently, the patient has these pains in the neck and the lower back to the top 10. However, no radiculopathy, no involvement of upper and lower extremities at all. The patient reports that he has 50% improvement in his symptoms, although he still has effect on ADL. The ADLs that affect are general activity, mood, work, and relationship with other people to the tune of 10, while sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 6, walking ability 5. System review, headaches, vision disturbance, tension, anxiety, depression, panic, lack of focus are reported. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, or any blackout, fainting, seizures, weakness. No history of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, as well as lower back. And then the patient has issues with the stiffness of the shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, and he is a 50% improvement in the pain, and no hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Narco 7.9 and substance abuse none is reported, and the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 160/5, pulse is 96, temperature 98.0, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 1/10/2020, dictation number 10117-023, along with diagnosis plan of care. We reviewed the labs and the next for gentlemen, and the that is provided with medicines, naproxen, Alavil, Scalexin, Melatonin. Last visit, as well as Narco, 1.5325 for 14 days were provided. And the patient will have to return next week for rest of the case. The patient is continuous physical therapy once a week. He has completed 8-9 months of therapy. And at this time, we are waiting for MRIs, medical records from his lawyer and his previous provider. So I have not received any, and this would be on hold. Thank you. Thank you.